Regulating what people say on the internet may be harder than it sounds. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Molly Wood. This week, the European Commission said it's drafting new rules to get companies like Facebook, Google, and Twitter to take any terrorist content off their platforms within an hour. And while this plan has a long way to go to become law, it's part of a broader move to increase tech regulation in Europe, where many countries have strict hate speech laws. I spoke with Politico's chief technology correspondent Mark Scott in London. He says taking down terrorist threats is actually the easier part.
What it gets more difficult is legitimate political speech that may be abhorrent to many, but still is free speech and political speech. And therefore, where do you draw the line between something that is obviously simple and easy to decide on, which is ISIS propaganda? That will be taken down really quickly. And frankly, the companies are doing a pretty good job at that at the moment. Where they are very loath to get involved and where the politicians are trying to push them is, we want you to regulate and take down, quote, hate speech. Now, it's very difficult to define in many instances what hate speech is, because frankly, you and I might think it's hate speech, but to someone else, that is a legitimate political discourse happening on the web.
When we think about regulating online speech, you wrote about sort of where the burden lies. Is there a framework that could satisfy all the different parties here, governments, tech companies, and, you know, people like you and me who use this stuff every day?
I think the short answer is no. The issue you have, though, is who do we want to be in control? Many people, despite what's happened recently with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, trust these big tech companies, frankly, more than they do their politicians. And therefore, when it comes to policing what is and isn't allowed on the web, do you want a politician, many of which, frankly, do not have the technical expertise to do this? Or do you want a private company like Google, which frankly doesn't have any need from a purely fiduciary perspective to pay any attention to voters? They have to pay attention to their investors.
Well, and then we also get into this territory of what is Twitter, what is Facebook? It is, after all, a company and not the government, and therefore, do the same sort of thoughts about free speech apply?
Well, the answer is they don't, because Facebook and Twitter, they are private companies and those are platforms.
Right, they're not utilities.
No, I mean, I think some people in DC and Brussels would like them to become utilities, but until that happens, they are private entities, and you and I and everyone else who uses these social media companies, we're the product, right? We are there to be sold advertising onto, and therefore it is not, and we've seen this recently with the Alex Jones issues, you as an individual do not have a, you know, God-given right to be on Twitter. That just isn't a thing.
What is a thing is that this debate is not going away. And that was Mark Scott, chief technology correspondent at Politico. Google, by the way, says it's hiring 10,000 people to monitor content on its platforms. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and yes, listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism going strong. We really appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.